مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in the last episode, we heard about the first charter of human rights. In other words, the sermon of Hajjatul Wada. This sermon was the last sermon of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Hajj. After that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam veiled from this dunya. In other words, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passed away. Today, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will discuss other topics related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, such as the miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his exclusive traits, his morals, etc. These are the parts of his blessed seerah. In today's episode, the prophetic miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be discussed. What is a prophetic miracle? Why is a prophetic miracle given to a prophet? What is the difference between the prophetic miracles given to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and those of other prophets alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam? Let's have a privilege of hearing all of this. But before this, we'll listen to the excellence of reading Durood-e Paak upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "As long as a Muslim recites salat upon me, the angels send blessing on him. Now it is up to him whether he recites less or more." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when Allah Almighty selects a person for the status of Nubuwa and Risalat, He bestows many virtues on him. This man has no such physical defect that disgusts people. His character is flawless and he is well-mannered. This way, the wise people do not hesitate to accept his invitation. The words and action of this man are biggest proof of his truthfulness. The fortunate people get the wealth of Islam. Despite the truth being revealed, some biased and stubborn people still refuse to accept it due to their personal interests and origins superiority. For example, the good news of the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had been revealed in other heavenly books. His signs were also completely revealed. The people of the book knew Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even better than their own sons. Despite this, the unfortunate individuals amongst them did not embrace faith. Allah Almighty purifies the prophets from bad characteristics and physical defects. By His grace, they are rich with physical and spiritual merits. Similarly, Allah Almighty gives prophets and messengers prophetic miracles to help them prove their truthfulness. My dear viewers of Madani channel, why did Allah Almighty give prophetic miracles to prophets? Before that, let's understand what is a prophetic miracle. Mu'jiza, prophetic miracle, literally means something that humbles someone. Allama Nasi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, "A miracle is something unusual and differs from the law of nature that appears at the hand of a person who is truthful in his claim to prophethood. It appears at a time when he challenges the disbelievers to bring the same, but they are unable to do so." Being unusual and different from the laws of nature means that there is no apparent means of it, and it does not happen in routine either. For example, someone points to the ground and water gushes out from it. The apparent means of the water is to dig the ground. It is unusual for the water to gush out simply by a gesture. Just a gesture cannot be a means in a usual situation. Likewise, splitting the moon into two, returning the sun, staff becoming a snake, healing leprosy patients, reviving the dead, etc. are all contrary to the usual happenings. My dear viewers of Madani channel, A prophetic miracle is an evidence of the truthfulness of a prophet so that no liar can claim prophethood. A prophetic miracle cannot appear from a non-prophet. Some things are necessary for prophetic miracles. Firstly, it appears from the Prophet of Allah. Secondly, it is unusual and completely without an apparent means so that the disbelievers cannot say it happened due to such and such reason and it is a normal thing to happen. On this basis, it is a necessary condition for a prophetic miracle. Rather, it is included in the meaning of a prophetic miracle that it should differ from the laws of nature so that when the disbelievers see it, they get compelled to believe that since there is no apparent means for this, and it never happens routinely, and it is undoubtedly beyond a human power. Therefore, this man is indeed a prophet sent by Allah Almighty. The prophetic miracle of every prophet is the proof of his prophethood. Allah Almighty bestowed prophetic miracles upon each prophet according to the environment of that period and the disposition, intellect and understanding of the nation. For example, during the time of Sayyidina Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, magic tricks had reached its highest level. Allah Almighty gave Sayyidina Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, the prophetic miracles of yad-e bayda and asa, in other words, the luminous hand and the staff. By these, Sayyidina Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, dominated the magicians in such a way that all the magicians fell into prostration and believed in his prophethood. Similarly, in the time of Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, the field of medicine had made great progress. The physicians of that era had treated major diseases and made all humans their admirers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam the prophetic miracle of healing the inborn blind and leper and reviving the dead. The physicians of that era saw these prophetic miracles and were amazed. Finally, they accepted the prophethood of Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, considering these miracles to be beyond human perfection. Similarly, during the era of Sayyidina Salih ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, stone carving and sculpturing skills were a specialty of many. So Allah Almighty sent him with a miracle. In other words, he pointed to a hill, a rock fell, and a very beautiful and healthy she-camel and her child came out of it. Seeing this miracle of Sayyidina Salih ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, the people embraced faith. In the same way, according to the disposition of the nation and the trend, every prophet and every messenger were given prophetic miracles. Some were given one, some were given two, and some multiple. Since the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Anbiya and Khatamul Nabiyyin, so Allah Almighty has given him all the miracles that other prophets had. He was also given those prophetic miracles that were not given to any other prophets. Such prophetic miracles were given only to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thus, they are also counted amongst his special traits. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sent, the eloquence of the Arabs was at its peak. No nation could claim to be their match. Even the Arabs would call the nations dumb except for themselves. Their spontaneous speeches would make the audience speechless. Their poetic compositions, the use of words, the order of sentences, the fluency and the smoothness of text were such that no one dared to compare with them. The Arabs were the master of eloquence. Allah Almighty, who is all-knowing and all-wise, gave his prophet the miracle that we call the Quran. The Holy Quran is matchless in eloquence. When the Arabs saw that the verses of Quran were in the same language with which their poems and sermons were made, but their words were no match for the eloquence of the Holy Quran, they realized that the speech could not be the words of any human being. Otherwise, they would have tried to create one like it, but they could not. So for sure, these were the words of Allah Almighty. The great miracle of the Holy Quran surprised and humbled the disbelievers. آلہ حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ نے سیز میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زباں نہیں، وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو، وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں، اور تیرے آگے یوں ہیں دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے، کوئی جانے منہ میں زباں نہیں، نہیں بلکہ جسم میں جان نہیں، سب اگنورنٹ اسٹبرن پیپل پریپیئرڈ ٹو برنگ اے پیس لائک قرآن، یٹ they immediately realized their inability, that they were just humans and they could not bring a word like it. The disbelievers were convinced of the greatness and eloquence of the Quran, but did not believe. Allah Almighty describes the challenge He made to the disbelievers regarding the Holy Quran as follows. Translation from Kanzul Iman, do they say that He, the Prophet, has fabricated it? Say you, O beloved, so bring one chapter like it, and call anyone you can find other than Allah if you are truthful. This is the answer given to the disbelievers. Do the disbelievers think and say that the Messenger of Allah made the Quran himself and this is not the words of Allah? Oh beloved, say to them, if this is what you think, then you too are Arabs. You claim eloquence. There is no man in the world whose words you consider impossible to compete with. So if you think it is a human speech, then you should also bring a surah like it and call those who you can find except Allah and seek their help and make a surah like that of Quran and show it. This challenge of Quran has existed for more than 1400 years, but to date, no disbeliever has been able to answer it. And even if anyone has tried to answer, his attempt was not even equal to a particle as compared to the Quran. The Quran is such a miracle that will last until the day of resurrection. This is the greatest proof of the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that no one can bring a match for this until the day of judgment. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is very difficult to count the number of prophetic miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has all the prophetic miracles that all the prophets were given. His prophetic miracles are not limited to this world. His prophetic miracles have also appeared in the other parts of the universe. Some of the greatest and famous miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are: the moon was divided into two pieces. When Asr Salah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was missed, the sun turned back by the signal of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered Asr Salah. The eloquence of the Holy Quran that amazed and humbled the eloquent Arab speakers, the Mi'raj which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, the knowledge of the unseen, the prophecy of the victory of Makkah, the request of birds and animals in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a tree presenting itself in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the descent of angels in the battle of Badr, which is also mentioned in the Quran, the recitation of durood and salam by mountains, the water springing out of the blessed fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his giving glad tidings of the conquest of Jerusalem, the conquest of Egypt, and the conquest of Syria. In short, the personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is full of countless prophetic miracles. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, prophetic miracles were bestowed upon all the prophets by virtue of Imam al-Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. His prophetic miracles are different from those of other prophets. They differ in many ways. The first difference is the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given a better prophetic miracle than every prophet. For example, see the difference between Mi'raj Ibrahimi and Mi'raj Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown the sign of the heavens and the earth while he was standing on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and we show Ibrahim the entire kingdom of the heavens and the earth. On the other hand, the chief of angels was sent, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was awakened, and then he was given the honor of Mi'raj. Quran says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa. Translation from Kanzul Iman, glory to him who took his bondsman by the night from the sacred mosque, the Kaaba, to Al-Aqsa Mosque. Allah Almighty gave the miracle of speech to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said in the Holy Quran, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And in reality, Allah spoke to Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refused the request of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam when he requested to see Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in the Holy Quran. He submitted, O my Lord, show me your exalted self so that I may see you. He, Allah said, you will never be able to see me. But Allah Almighty called his beloved to himself without his request and gave his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the honor of seeing him. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then that manifestation came closer, and then he became increasingly closer towards his beloved. So the distance remaining between that manifestation and this beloved was only of 2 arm lengths, rather even less. Now he revealed to his bondsmen whatever he revealed. Allahu Akbar. In this verse, there's a mention of Mi'raj in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the honor of talking to Allah Almighty and also saw his Lord in the state of wakefulness. And the second difference is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam received the most prophetic miracles, as is evident from the study of books of ahadith and virtues. In addition, the miraculous acts of saintly men are also the miracles of their Prophet, because this position is attained by the blessing of following him. The miraculous acts of the saintly men of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are countless. All these miraculous acts are the prophetic miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The third difference is, many prophetic miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are such that each carries multiple miracles, such as the Quran and Mi'raj, which are 2 prophetic miracles. But there are many miracles in them. The fourth difference is, as it has been mentioned that in the time of every prophet, the prophet was given a prophetic miracle similarly to what was prevalent in his time. For example, in the time of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, magic practices were at its peak. There was an abundance of jinn and magic in the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. In the time of Sayyidina Isa, the field of medicine was well developed. So Allah Almighty gave these prophets the prophetic miracles of similar things. Since the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a prophet to be followed until the day of judgment, so he was given prophetic miracles of all kinds, such as eloquence, medicine, power, science, satellite, etc. In the time of prevalent eloquence, he was given the Holy Quran. Not even one single verse like this can be made. When he was called a magician, he split the moon into 2 pieces, which no magicians can do. The medicine of field had to progress, so the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam healed the sick by touching them and with his blessed saliva. The time of scientific progress in space was to come, so Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam was given the miracle of Mi'raj. The time of satellite was to come, so the whole universe was placed in front of him. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, Allah has raised the world for me, so I look at it and what is going to happen in it until the day of resurrection, just as I see this hand of mine. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also said, so everything was revealed to me clearly, and I got to know it. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah has made the Prophet perfect in all respects, including making him an embodiment of prophetic miracles. Let alone a prophetic miracle, if someone saw the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his heart testified that it could not be the face of a liar. Despite severe enmity with him, even the disbelievers of Makkah accepted that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was truthful and trustworthy, and he never lied in his life. However, because of their personal interests and prejudice, they did not believe in his prophethood. Allah gives a prophetic miracle to any of his prophets only because those who see it believe in the truthfulness of the prophet and believe in one Allah, believe in one God. The fortunate people believed only by seeing the character and appearance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, while the unfortunate did not believe even after seeing the miracles. Let's complete this episode with the verse Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people, indeed, there has come to you clear proof, the Prophet Muhammad from Allah, and we have sent down to you a shining light, the Holy Quran. They showed us that the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not only for a specific nation nor for a particular place. It was publicly proclaimed, O people, that person has come to you who is proof of the recognition of Allah. His prophetic miracles are witnesses on his truthfulness, and he amazes the minds of the disbelievers. That is, Allah Almighty has made the Holy Prophet appear brighter than the luminous sun. Whoever wants can brighten his heart with the light of the prophethood, and whoever is biased will remain deprived of the faith. May Allah Almighty grant us beneficial wisdom and bright hearts. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode, we heard about the prophetic miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and understood the reality of the prophetic miracles. In the next episode, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss the lovely morals of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madani life of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madani life of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.